Gary, how do you think this works? Let's say someone stops his addiction to pornography and excessive masturbation. Why does it really help to build a relationship and to go on a deeper level with another person?
My own personal view, it's too soon. I don't talk about somebody having achieved sobriety for 1 year from the time of no acting out, whatever acting out means to you. And you define it as a client. You define what sobriety means to you. But whatever that definition is, you need to be changing neural pathways, practice behaviors, habits. And it takes a while to do that. And to go back into relationships so soon, you're potentially going to take your stuff into somebody else's life before you're fully healed.
Wow. I did not see that coming. One year? Wow.
1 year. I don't talk about sobriety for 1 year from the last acting out. There are a lot of things that you're doing in the meantime, but Roman, you've got to rewire the brain in terms of that neural pathway. I'm not saying no relationships, but I am saying one needs to be really cautious about deep relationships, etc. But you really do need to rewire the brain. It has got 10, 20, 30 years start on us most of the time because the stuff gets set up in childhood. It doesn't mean you're acting on it actively in childhood, but you really do need to create a new neural pathway of behavior to prepare you for future relationships. There's no quick fixes in this work. Remember, it is all about self-soothing and managing emotions. That's why the behaviors were set up and set in place. Mm-hmm. Just open my door to get the neural pathway. You can call it habit, you can call it the hamster wheel, but in terms of a much more therapeutic term, it's a neural pathway. You've got to rewire. Got to rewire.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're trying to nurture yourself into relationships, but you it's really hard to go back into because it's going to open up past patterns of behavior too quickly. Yeah, it's not a comfortable answer.
I know.
Talking about the rest of your life on this planet, and sometimes we have to take time out to do the training. It's a bit like doing a 3-year degree. I'd rather be earning some money, but 3 years relative to 35 years of a working life might be a good investment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I want to view it like that.
Okay, I understand. So let's agree to disagree on this one, because honestly,
absolutely.
I would say this: for me, losing 1 year, not being in a relationship, not having sex with someone else, not building a deep connection, that sounds like a waste of time, really. Especially if I feel that I'm ready and I want it, and let's say I have an opportunity, there is someone in my life who's liking me a lot. Why not?
Yeah, and I get that. I think we've got to look at each individual and what are the issues that they're bringing in terms of their addiction. Because there's love addiction. And it's, for me, that's so much more about trying to fill a void in one's life with interaction with people. There's sex addiction. And it depends if it's on one's own and with porn and masturbation, or actually is it with others? And if it is with others, once again, one might be using it to try to fill a void, connection. And Roman, that is that thing called attachment once again. And so one just needs to address the insecure attachment thing that gets set up. I'll unpack that attachment thing if folks want to. But there's a bonding issue that gets disrupted too soon in children's lives. And when that disruption with the main caregivers, whether a mother or father, happens, the brain experiences loss. And it goes on to affect how we go on to do interaction in adult relationships where we protect our heart from being hurt. And so it does mean trying to fill relationships to sort of camouflage the hurt, the pain, the insecure attachment void with other people. It involves controlling relationships, making sure if you get a hint that it might possibly be finishing, that she might or the partner might finish with you. What the brain Michaels want to do is to throw a hand grenade in and blow it up before they do it to you. Is that's a sort of an attachment response, because you never want to experience the pain of somebody moving out of your life that your brain is remembering. And I use the little you, the little, that brain in childhood, not so much this age, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, right up to puberty, experiences a lot of pain from that bonding, lack of bonding, and it's trying to fill it with people. And until one recognizes that, you're going to keep people on that hamster wheel, moving from relationship to relationship to relationship to try and fill the void. Go off to the void. There's a lot of literature out there on this thing called insecure attachment. The person is John Bowlby, but don't read his material. It's a bit too academic, and you might fall asleep while you're reading it. But anyway, I call Google the font of all knowledge. Just put in insecure attachment, and you'll see the three insecure attachment stuff. And if it, let me do a little bit of self-disclosure. I am a Jamaican, born in Jamaica. When I was 18 months old, my two parents came to England to give us a better start in life, better quality of life. But I didn't see them again from 18 months old until I was age 6. Now, my little baby brain, I don't remember a mum, a dad, but clearly I don't remember, but my brain does remember, because she must have breastfed me. I must have smelled her smell. I must have tasted her milk. And the baby can distinguish between lots of other mums' breast milk. But there's this person that, when I cried, used to come and feed me, change my nappy, get me to sleep, etc. And then that person was gone. I'm pre-verbal, so I don't have words to be able to understand what has happened. But I would have cried and cried and cried and cried. But eventually, I got over the crying because my brain recognized this person is not coming back. And there are some substitutes, aunties and grandparents and uncles, that are filling the void. So I eventually recover. But the problem is that crying and that pain will have gone so deep that there's a part of my brain that has actually registered it, even though I can't access it at a conscious level. It is in there. And that's why, Roman, you could be watching a Netflix film or Amazon Prime film, and one starts to feel emotional and tearful as you watch the film, and you don't quite know why.